Time Train to the Blitz, written by Sophie McKenzie and read by Mark Meadows.
There was no sign. Joe's heart thudded. Pippi always came when he called.
Pippi!
He called, running towards the trees.
Come here!
He stopped on the edge of the wood. The trees were large and leafy and set close together. It seemed darker and quieter now than when they'd ventured in before.
Look, Joe!
Scarlet raced up beside him. She pointed into the wood.
There's Pippi!
Joe squinted into the gloom. There was Pippi, trotting between some trees, sniffing at the ground. Joe's shoulders relaxed with relief.
Here, girl,
he shouted. But Pippi ignored him.
Pippi!
Joe yelled, feeling a little annoyed. She must be able to hear him. Why didn't she come? He darted into the wood. As he walked under the cover of the trees, the air seemed to darken and hush.
Pippi!
He shouted again. This time the dog looked up, but instead of running to Joe, she just wagged her tail, like she wanted him to come over and play.
Come on, Pippi, Joe insisted. We have to go home.
But Pippi darted backwards, tail wagging.
Woof!
She sniffed at the ground again. Joe looked down and frowned. Pippi was sniffing at a line of peculiar tracks on the ground. Joe couldn't tell what they were made of, but they glowed with a weird, fluorescent light. Pippi wagged her tail and splayed her paws over the tracks.
Come on!
Joe tried to grab her collar, but the dog skipped away. Joe shook his head. Pippi had never disobeyed him before. What was she doing? A bead of sweat trickled down Joe's neck. It was spooky here under the trees. The air was thick and heavy, giving Joe the sense that the world around him was waiting for something to happen. And those tracks Pippi was playing on were definitely well beyond weird. They were glowing more fiercely now, almost orange in the dim shadow of the trees. A strange, thin, whee! Sounded in the distance.
What was that?
Asked Scarlet. Sounded a bit like a train whistle, Joe said. Maybe that's what those weird tracks are here for. A train.
A train track?
Scarlet wrinkled her nose.
But we're in a park.
Joe reached for Pippi again and missed.
Come on!
Pippi gambled away, then stood quite still on the tracks. She cocked her ears. The ground trembled. Hair stood up on the back of Joe's neck.
Did you feel that?
Scarlet said. Joe nodded. Pippi wagged her tail as if nothing were wrong.
Come on, girl,
he urged. As he spoke, the sky darkened again and the glow of the train tracks grew stronger.
Joe, what's happening?
Scarlet cried. The whee sound pierced through Joe's head again. The sky was dark as night now. A bright light shone in the distance. Pippi barked. Joe's mouth was dry. The bright light was moving towards them. The ground rumbled. A loud roar filled the air.
It's a train!
Joe shouted.
It's coming!